and I will think of you. The love you brought is changing us, and yes, it's not in vain. The love you brought tells one and one is two. But we'll always be like you and like me, just like you and like me, just like you and like me. Yes, we'll always be like you and like me, just like you and like me, just like you and like me.
Another spring. Hello again to everyone, and welcome to A Visit to the Other Side with Core Paranormal NZ. As usual, I am your host, George Shields. Now, if you're someone that listens to this podcast, hopefully by now you will know that I try to encourage new blood into the paranormal. Fresh ideas, along with sensible new investigation techniques. Now, some of us dinosaurs can get set in our ways, and sometimes we need to be reminded that there is room for discussion and change. I think there is room for young and not so young to work together, and I am sure we could all learn from and encourage each other. I say this within reason and not to compromise your own ethos. I think common sense prevails with this in mind. And again, I would urge anyone that is thinking of looking at taking part in the subject, an active part, and that is any part of the paranormal, then please do your homework first, as there are those out there that will lead you down the wrong path. And I strongly urge you to ignore any attempts of anyone trying to bully you or any members of your team or team to be, because most of these bloated egos are full of hot air. Enough about that. Anyway, look, okay, this week's subject: what is in a gift? Just to clarify what I mean by this title, I feel I have to, you probably know what I mean, but anyway, regardless. I do not mean receiving a gift, I mean the gift that is within yourself. Now, some of us have this gift and do not know it, and some of us do not. Now, me personally, I come under the do not bracket. I just have a driving passion to look for answers, and along with everyone else, try and understand and look for those answers. I will try to explain myself. Now, over the years, I have witnessed some remarkable behaviour from people that did not know they had something inside them, just waiting to come out. For example, some of our new team members, young and not so young, they have entered this investigation realm with the curiosity driving them, just like me. But there's a difference, only to find out, say a few months down the track, they find themselves, when investigating, starting to tune into the immediate surroundings. That's something that some of us cannot do. Now, and it would seem that a lot of paranormal investigators have this gift to some degree. Some more than others, which makes sense, as we are all individuals and we all usually react differently, even at the same time, at any event. With this week's subject, I find myself reflecting about an investigation we did some years ago. Quite a few years ago, actually. Now, at the time, we had 12 members in our team, but only 7 of us could make it to this investigation. Now, 3 of our team members that attended were new, and this was their first time being involved in an investigation. Back then, we had asked other investigators to join us. I won't go into who. And we met up at the site. Now, this is where things went pear-shaped. I will explain. I like to let all of our team develop their own senses and feel comfortable with what they are doing while investigating. Regardless of how seasoned the team member is, especially the new ones, they have to find out for themselves what they are comfortable with and if they are cut out for it. There's no pressure put on them whatsoever. Maybe a little bit of guidance. And if they need support or have any questions, then the more seasoned members will discuss any concerns they might have. Now, this particular investigation had its own atmosphere. Excuse me, I'm bumping the mic. Okay. Now, like most do, I mean, some investigations, as you know, the atmosphere you cut with a knife, and others are fairly relaxed. But this had a fairly intense atmosphere, and it has an interesting and colourful past. Excuse me. After we had set up some of our equipment and regrouped upstairs, as it were multi-storied buildings, our team split into 2 groups, as there was a large area and multiple buildings to cover. As usual, I particularly kept an eye out for the new members. After all, the team leader is responsible for everyone's safety. The buck stops with the team leader. And I did not want to get in their way. I must say they were very enthusiastic and they took notice of everything that they saw and heard. Now, about 40 minutes went by. I noticed all 3 of our new team members stopped at a solid wooden door. It's down a hallway. It had several doorways, but they stopped at this one particular door and it was locked. It was a well-worn, dark, stained door with large, square, inlaid wooden panels. What got their attention was the door was rattling, and they thought they could hear a pattern to the rattle. Now, I stood back and let them investigate this as far as they could take it. Even though it might have just been a draft causing this, I needed to let them go. I like to let my new team members come to that conclusion themselves. One can only learn properly via experience, regardless of how large or small or the cause of the event is. Now, I have to say, I was not impressed by the behaviour of our guests. This behaviour took me back by surprise. Before I could intervene, they started to ridicule our new Core NZ team members and started calling out things like, "It's only the wind, and you should know that." Well, I had news for them, and I made it very clear I will not put up with this sort of behaviour. Along with some other chosen words, I will not go into any deeper into what I said to them, but I will remind everyone out there, you have to start somewhere, even at a rattling door. And childish ridicule has no place here at Core NZ. The way I look and approach at investigating is, the further and deeper you can look into an event and take it as far as you can, then you are doing what you turned up to do, and that is investigating. This is one of the reasons why we do not take guests on our investigations. It's not the only reason, but it helped us as a team to make up our minds not to take guests. Now, sometime later, maybe a year later, one of these new team members found themselves being able to enter the spirit realm at a certain level. What I am getting at is, this member had this gift all along, but did not know they had this gift until they were in the right setting. I can say that these days at Core NZ, our sensitive team members are very seasoned and know how to control their gift. And they will also help anyone that discovers they have the gift as well and might need some support. It's always there. I am very proud of the support that our team members show and give each other. It makes being a team leader so much easier. As I do not hold any such gift, as I have said before, I need technology to help me enter the realm. Also, the technology comes in handy when we do any other forms of investigations like UFOs, or they are more recently changed to UAPs as well. So there's many platforms there for the paranormal to consider, and most of the tools cover all platforms. Have you ever stopped to think about yourself? And do you hold this gift? Most of us call it being sensitive. That's spirit sensitive. I have heard other descriptive words towards anyone that can enter this realm at their host's level. Now, surely this can be classed as having a gift. Also, one has to consider how you personally choose to use this gift and hopefully learn to control it. I would like to change track a bit. And I hope I do not lose myself in the attempt. Excuse me. This is also something I have given a lot of thought to over the years. Something I have noticed and may or may not be somehow related in some way as far as the gift subject goes. And that is deja vu. I am sure there is a lot of people out there that have had some sort of deja vu moment or moments. And some think it is an intuitive feeling. Others say it is probably the remnants of a past life, like the reincarnation theory. Whichever fits, this feeling or vision could fit the gift subject slash category, if you like, alongside being spiritually sensitive and being able to contact the spirits from many years ago. That usually coincides with deja vu, and the spirit level is usually well entrenched in the past. Now, for the want of a better description, when I think of two gift levels, sensitive and deja vu, the more I think of them, I am convinced they are both related in some way. I am sure there are those who have deja vu moments that are not spiritually sensitive. I, for one, can vouch for that, as at a young age I had deja vu, and at the time I did not know what it was or why it was happening to me. Even today, I still do not know why. As in my case, it was the same event each time. A large stone building in a complex with lots of windows. My deja vu started when I was on holiday with my parents in Ireland. I was 9 years old at the time. I had never been to Ireland before. We visited a tourist type complex with old stone buildings within a fenced off area. What creeped me and my parents out, I knew the layout of most of the complex, right down to the separate rooms inside most of the large buildings on the site. Right, something that a 9 year old wouldn't even begin to even imagine. It would be great. Now, look, it would be great to hear from anyone that can connect with this week's subject. I am not sure. Well, I am sure there will be plenty of people that can relate to what is called or known as having a gift. Well, that is it for another week, and as we are heading towards our spring at this side of the world, as I speak, we have a typical spring-type shower that you might be able to hear hitting my office roof at the moment. It's nice and wet outside, puddles everywhere. Okay, everyone. This is George and the Core NZ team wishing you well. Excuse me, I haven't had much sleep. I'm tripping over my tongue here. Until next time, please stay well, stay safe, and don't forget, as the subject is inherently difficult to approach, stay true to the job at hand. But it'll always be like you and like me.